Since this is absolutely an all-ages service, we've organized things a little differently today. We're inviting everyone to join in being creative. Children are used to looking at objects for what they can be instead of taking them at face value. As adults, we experience more criticism and feedback and become less open to playful and creative thinking. We get embarrassed more easily at our ideas, and in turn, we lose our creative freedom. The good news is, like any skill, we can train and strengthen our creativity. Our first creative opportunity is an exercise in completing an incomplete drawing to get your imagination activated. Genevieve is passing out some pencils and paper and the beginnings of these drawings to those of you who are here in the sanctuary, and folks online, this is where you'll need your paper and something to write with. So if you are in the sanctuary, you will have your paper, and if you are on Zoom, you can look on the screen and go ahead and copy that down. And there's a link in the chat if you need a link for the people on Zoom. We invite you to choose the line on the paper if you're on Zoom, or the one that I've given you if you're in the sanctuary. And I want you to complete it in any way that you wish. Go for the most outlandish and out-of-the-box way of completing it that comes to mind. Include lots of details if you would like. Some ways that we've seen the first figure completed were as an eye in the face turned sideways and the mouth of a T-Rex. What does the line suggest to you? What will you choose to make of it? Remember, as we learned last week, what you may see as mistakes are really creative opportunities. We'll give you a few minutes to complete your drawing. And because this is all about collaborative creativity, we invite you, if you choose, to turn to the people sitting near you and share what you've created. For those of you on Zoom, we invite you to turn on your video, change it to gallery view, and hold your drawing up in the video camera to share it with others attending.
Our next creative exercise involves words for those of you who might be a little more comfortable in that domain than in the drawing. We've put some common phrases on the screen, and those of you in the sanctuary should have a piece of paper that has the phrases printed on them. Those of you on Zoom, Randy will put a link in the chat again to that document that shows them in larger display if you need that. What we invite you to do now is to complete these phrases in a new way. For example, you've probably heard the phrase happy as a clam or happy as a lark. How could you complete that in a different way? Happy as a... Get as wild as you wish. We'll give you a minute or two to do this, and you might want to jot down your new versions on the piece of paper. For those of you who can't see the phrases, here are the ones we've given you to choose from. Happy as a... I can't get no. Where in the a hard day's human, the art of here comes. So we'll wait a minute or two for you to think about that. So now we'll give you an opportunity to share how you completed the phrases. For people on Zoom, if you'd like to share how you completed these in a creative way, please type your new versions into the chat and I will read them aloud. For those of you here in the sanctuary, I invite you to call them out and we'll repeat them so that everyone can hear. We'll hear from the sanctuary folks first to give the Zoom folks time to type. And you don't have to share all these phrases. You can just pick one or two if you did all of them.
I can't get no fulfillment.
I can't get no
fulfillment.
Fulfillment.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Happy is a soggy otter. Soggy otter.
So, happy as soggy
otter.
Happy as a soggy otter. I like that one.
Happy as a child twirling in the sunshine.
Happy as a child in the sunshine.
Happy as a puppy in a puppy pile.
Happy as a puppy in a puppy pile.
Here comes the clown.
Here comes the clown.
The clown.
Clown.
The clown. G-U-L-M. Clown.
Here comes the glum.
Glum.
I have to, so far I'm giving that one the blue ribbon.
The universe is the beginning.
Where in the universe is the beginning?
A hard day's evening.
A hard day's evening.
Hard day's reward.
A hard day's
reward.
Reward.
Happy as a piccolo.
Happy as a piccolo.
I can't get no tabbouleh in McDonald's.
I can't. Okay, this one gets the blue ribbon now. Sorry, Rin. I can't get no tabbouleh at McDonald's.
Here comes the
yellow
sphere.
Anybody else here in the sanctuary?
Motorcycle maintenance from the boat final.
The art of motorcycle maintenance?
I can't get no sleep.
I can't get no sleep.
Where in the hell did those toddlers go?
Where in the hell did those toddlers go? Spoken like a true preschool teacher.
A hard day's napping.
A hard day's napping. A hard day is going to end.
A hard day's gardening leads to a good night's sleep.
A hard day's gardening leads to a good night's sleep.
The art of preparing food.
The art of preparing food.
I can't get no really good pie.
I can't get no really good pie. Happy as a hobbit. A person after my own heart.
Happy as a cat and catnip.
Happy as a cat and catnip.
Happy as a dancing daisy in the breeze.
Happy as a dancing daisy in the breeze. I'm going to go now to the Zoom, folks. We have from Virginia, happy as a cat in a sunbeam. From Sarah, happy as a toddler, toddling round and round the table. Another one from Virginia, a hard day's binge session. That is, she clarifies, a hard day's TV binge session. The art of chaotic living. Anyone else have any phrases that they want to share?
Where in the heck did I leave my glasses? Oh, wait, I'm wearing them.
Where in the heck did I leave my glasses? Oh, wait, I'm wearing them. Thank you all for sharing. Okay. We mentioned in the announcement.